So good morning, Sean and Cindy. I'm so glad you guys are here with us. Welcome. I want to communicate to all of our listeners about Belmont Journeys in Africa. And we love you as a supplier. I think that your programs are beautiful. And so I'd like for you to give us a little bit of background about you and about Journeys in Africa.
Yeah, absolutely. And Ralph, thanks for the opportunity to be on your podcast. And also thanks for all the support that you've given to Belmont. My background is quite diverse. I grew up in a hospitality family, and my parents ran safari lodges and resorts and hotels in South Africa. I ended up living in a game reserve for 8 years throughout my teenage years. And it was a very experiential upbringing that we had, having lions in your backyard. But it really was fantastic. And that hospitality bug just kind of bit me, and I ended up going to university and getting a marketing degree, but then falling back into the hospitality side of things. And I've been with Belmont now for 12 years. I worked for a tour operator before that, but literally hospitality has been in my blood. I remember my parents saying to me once, they said, never get into the hospitality industry. It's long hours and little pay. And I said, never, don't you worry. I'm going to be a hotshot marketer based out of New York. And well, here I am.
And Cindy and I have been friends for well over 20 years.
We have.
You took
me
on my
first safari.
Yes, I was an African virgin when I met you.
That's right. What was that? 2000.
Mm-hmm.
To Botswana, mm-hmm. South Africa as well. So
yeah, it's fun today that we're going to talk about
and
Botswana.
And now here you are.
Yeah, talking about Botswana today. I love it. So I have a question for you. So who's the candidate or the client that best travels with Belmont to Africa?
It's a good question. I think what's so great about the industry that we find ourselves in is that the consumer is always so different, and the guests that we get to attract to the lodges. If I had to define a Belmont guest that travels to our safari lodges in Botswana, it would definitely be someone who's up for an adventure, up for an experience. You know, the word bucket list has always been bandied about over the last 5 or 6 years. But really, I always say it's on your bucket list until you experience it once. And then once you come back, once you've experienced it, you just keep on wanting to come back. But the Belmont client here is someone who's really wanting luxury, but at the same time, that soft experience that they know that when they leave the lodges, they're going to have really an authentic experience. And I know authentic, sense of place are again some of the buzzwords that have been used. But if you know Belmont, you know that we really have that sense of place with all the properties.
Well, that's why you're one of my partners. I mean, the three key ingredients to every trip, we do have to have the same thing. We have to have authentic, innovative, and memorable. And if I can't include those three things in a trip, we won't do it.
Yeah, 100%. And mm-hmm. I think we're exactly the same thing in South Africa and in Botswana. I don't think you can replicate the Belmont experience, despite the fact that there are so many options that you get to choose from. It's really a very special experience when you travel with Belmont.
So let's talk about Botswana. You know, Botswana was the very first place I ever went in Africa, and it's in my heart, and I absolutely love it, and it's special. And over the last 20 years of booking safaris, going on safaris, going to Africa almost all these years, I learned that I love to be active, and I don't just love to go on a game drive in a Jeep. I like to do different things. So why don't we talk about the two camps that you offer a very special experiences in that are extremely upscale. Like, let's talk about Savudi. Describe this Savudi camp to us.
Well, Savudi's an extremely special camp. I mean, you're not supposed to have favorite children. And I know Cindy's got her own favorite child, but my favorite child is Savudi. I think that, you know, what makes Savudi really special is that you cannot replicate that kind of ecosystem anywhere in Botswana or in Southern Africa for that matter. It's a great mixture of wild Africa. It's raw Africa. But at the same time, you can have a really great luxury experience with Belmont there. What really I love about the camp is that you're in the mix of the adventure all the time. There's always wildlife around you, whether it's at the watering hole, whether you're out on the vehicles in the savannah area where you're seeing rolling thunderstorms in the background, or herds of 200-300 elephant crossing the savannah. It just is such a special place. I mean, Savuti has just recently been rebuilt, so Belmont's invested a huge amount of money in the property, and it's now one of the greenest and most sustainable lodges in Botswana.
That's really nice. And what's Eagle Island like?
Completely different to Savuti. And I think that's what the beauty of Botswana is that you will get very contrasting experiences. And that's why it's important to combine at least two or three different areas. Eagle Island is a watery wonderland. It's in the middle of the Okavango Delta. And the Okavango Delta is the 1,000th UNESCO World Heritage Site. And what's fascinating about the delta is that there's 11 million cubic tons of water that come up from the Angola Highlands and travel through the Okavango River and empty out into the Okavango Delta. But it flows inland towards the desert and it disappears into the desert. And that happens repetitively every single year. And Eagle Island is on an island in the middle of the delta. So in peak water, there's literally nothing on that island except us and the airstrip and the village that's close by. Mm-hmm. You can't drive off it. You can't walk off it. You can only fly in. So you really get that sense that you're in literally one of the last remaining wildernesses in the world. And like I said, it's Cindy's, one of Cindy's favorite places at the same time.
So if you're on Eagle Island, let's talk about how active you can be, because, you know, I just mentioned going on a game drive is something we love, but there's more. So what are some other experiences? I think you had mentioned 9 different experiences.
Yeah, available. Correct. Eagle Island, it's not whether you're in the middle of the activity or not. It's almost trying to steal away those moments that you get to really be memorable about. And Eagle Island, you're always in that kind of tension between, oh, I want to be out and doing all the activities, but wow, look at my tented accommodation and I've got a plunge pool and I really want to enjoy that experience too. But it's known as the ultimate water and experience safari in Botswana because it offers up to 9 different safaris depending on the time of year that you go. So whether it's your water-based safaris, and we know the delta is really what kind of creates that different kind of experience compared to East Africa and South Africa, where you're doing your canoes, which are commonly known as makoros in Botswana. You're doing your barge cruises, you're doing your motorboats, safaris. You can do walking, you can do fishing, you can do your village, your cultural experience, which is a phenomenal experience in its own right, when you really get to engage with the local villages and have an identity of how they actually live their lives. Or you can do horseback safaris, or you can do helicopter safaris, or even game drives, which, mm-hmm. So you've really got a smorgasbord of different experiences that you can select from. And I think that's really great for our guests, because not one shoe fits every size. And I think that's what we pride ourselves on, is having that difference.
So that's nice. So we could have like a desert and a delta kind of mm-hmm. experience. And then if we were going to keep going with Belmond, you have one of the most beautiful properties in Cape Town, Cindy, the Mount Nelson.
We do, the Mount Nelson. It's a very historic property, hotel, 120 years old, mm-hmm. built by the British. And throughout the hotel, as with any Belmond hotel, you walk in and you know exactly where you are. You mm-hmm. feel like you're in Cape Town. We're in Cape Town, the local Cape Town, where the Cape Tonians go to shop, where they go to bistros and for drinks out in the evening. So you can walk out the back gate of the hotel and you're on Bree Street or Cliff Street with the locals. And that's really what you want when you travel to the city, to come home feeling like you've not just been a tourist, but you've been in the local neighborhoods. The other beautiful thing about the Mount Nelson, we're surrounded by 9 acres. So we are an oasis within the middle of the city, with some stunning views of Table Mountain from different areas of the hotel. We have beautiful South African artists who not only have contributed to the art collection within the hotel, both contemporary artists and artists that are long gone, but throughout the gardens. How many gardeners do we employ?
Oh my gosh, I think it's about 15 of them. They're the most celebrated department.
Yeah, beautiful gardens and these all of these acres surrounding the hotel. But within the gardens, there are beautiful local sculptures as well. So you can do garden tours, you can do art tours, you can do sculpture tours.
And you've got all the sustainability projects, the beehives and the worm farms. So there's a huge amount to do.
And everything that comes out of the worm farms goes back into the flower beds and the gardens. So just historic and a wonderful feel of local Cape Town, and the best afternoon British tea in all of the world. So.
Yeah. And the cheesecake's phenomenal.
And it's the cheesecake.
Yeah, no, I love your hotel. I've stayed there a couple of times and I always thought it was just so special every time we were there. I think one of my favorite things was walking down the halls and seeing all the immigration photos from everybody from Europe that had come in. Yeah. And see them getting off the ship and starting their family and their new life in Cape
Town. And all of those are still there, incorporated mm-hmm. into a bit of the new renovation and design.
Well, we're big fans of Belmond, and for how many years we've worked together and traveled together, and I've been to almost every property you have in the world.
20 years.
Yeah, and I love all of your properties, and I love the Belmond experience, and I love that Belmond offers safaris. I mean, Africa's near and dear to my heart, so having the opportunity to travel with Belmond to Africa now is just very special.
Well, we look forward to having you and all of your wonderful clients that have traveled around the world with us, and to be able to experience this. It's terrific.
So what are 3 takeaways from this today that you would want to convey to our listeners who book all their travel through us and want to go to South Africa and Botswana?
I think number one, trust Ralph. He knows what he's talking about. He loves Belmont. He loves the brand. And I think he knows exactly what you're going to be in store for in Botswana when you travel with us. But I think another key takeout is that if you're really wanting to do Africa, whether it's a bucket list or a repeat kind of clientele that are going to come across, you don't get an experience like Belmont. You really have to seek out those kind of experiences. And we pride ourselves on really conjuring up some of the most fantastic memories that you can have in Africa. And you're going to, one thing for sure, whether you're in Cape Town or whether you're in Botswana, you're going to leave having truly experienced the destinations. And that's really goes without saying across our entire Belmont portfolio. But Africa is a very special place and it'll creep into your heart time and time again.
And what if someone had never heard of Belmont? How would you describe your brand, your new luxury brand?
Well, we're actually not new. You know, the company started out, the name of the company was Orient Express. We changed it a few years ago because our unique portfolio has expanded, you know, in 43 years. We started as a company with the Hotel Cipriani in Venice, and we still to this day own the Venice Simplon Orient Express train, you know, the train of kings and the king of trains, as we call it. But now we own 50 hotels, trains, and cruises around the world, from Africa to Peru to all over Italy into Asia. So, you know, one thing that I say about our portfolio is that it is unique. There's no other company like ours. When I talk about our hotels, we don't build hotels, we buy them. Mm-hmm. We buy them for their cultural significance. We have two that were old monasteries, one that's in Italy, one that's in Cusco. We buy them for their cultural significance, their historical significance, their location, whether it's Sanctuary Lodge up at the ruins of Machu Picchu or it's Hotel Descoteradas on the, you know, the banks of the river at Iguazu Falls, mm-hmm. or it's Eagle Island Camp in the middle of the Okavango Delta. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's nothing more special about that. We are a collection that is full of unique experiences and character. There's no other company like ours.
Oh, and just finally, would you maybe describe the 2 hours that you were at the blind the other day in Botswana with the elephants?
Well, last year I went to Savuti for the first time because we had rebuilt the camp and I needed to go see it. And I went with one of my best friends who had never been to Africa. And I've been to Africa many times. I've now lost count. So I woke up one morning and I thought, I don't want to do a game drive. The whole camp, everyone had gone out to do a game drive. And I took my coffee and went down into the elephant hide over the water hole alone. And I sat there alone for 2 hours with probably 20, 25 elephants coming and going and trumpeting and slurping and drinking and babies, you know, going in and out of mother's legs. And I was so close to them, but I still sat there with my binoculars because I could get right up on their eyes and the trunks. And, you know, I sat there and I thought, it doesn't get any better than this.
You know, my thing is you became the envy of yourself.
I was the envy of myself.
I just thought
this is magic.
I love it. Well, thank you all for joining us today. And I appreciate the time to listen, to share with our listeners all about Belmont. I think this is going to be fun and we're going to go. We're going to put a trip together and we're going to go.
Yep. I may go with you.
Yes, you are. All right. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks.
I'd love to speak with you more about these wonderful itineraries and things that we do. So please reach out to Ralph at the office. You can call me at 1-877-301-1110. Again, toll free 1-877-301-1110. Please visit our website, www.iantoscatravel.com, spelled I-A-N-T-O-S-C-A. Also, you can send me an email to Ralph, R-A-L-P-H, at iantoscatravel.com. Thank you so much.